Did you know that each episode of the Digitally Irresistible podcast is recorded on video? You can access the video by clicking the episode notes on your podcast player. Scroll to the bottom of the notes and click on the video link. Or just visit the iCore YouTube channel.
Welcome to CX Labs, a digitally irresistible podcast brought to you by iCore. We cover the latest CX practices, including performance optimization, technology trends, employee experience, industry developments, and success factors to inspire great CX for your brand. And now, here's today's episode.
Welcome to the Digitally Irresistible Podcast, a CX Labs episode. I'm your host, Celeste Roberts. Joining me today is Mark Monahan. Hey, Mark, how are you doing?
I'm doing great today, Celeste. How are you?
I'm doing great as well. Thank you so much for being here. Mark, you are the Vice President of Organizational Development at iCore. I'd love to hear more about your career journey and your role here.
Sure. My career started in the HR world about 25 years ago as the Chief HR Officer with another company. I started with iCore around 12 years ago as the VP of Corporate Training. I was very excited about the opportunity to help this company grow and play a role in that. As time went by, we were able to build programs that really helped frontline leaders grow. Hence, our peak performance coaching and our scholars program came out of those with a real sense that there needed to be more. As we grew into the global learning and development department a few years ago, my role as the organizational development VP really grew in responsibility. And there was a desire and a need to even provide more leadership opportunities from a mentor and mentoring standpoint. And that's what we delivered with the iLead program, where we focus on the people that we report to are our mentors and we're the mentees, where we really look deeply at the competencies and the tasks and responsibilities related to those positions. So it's exciting. It's an exciting time to be in the organizational development department and have such a great support system with the entire global learning team behind us.
So what are some of the specific components of iCore's organizational development department?
Sure. Well, it all goes back to our leadership competency model. And we searched and researched a number of large companies out in the field to see what people were doing in this area. We really needed a map in regards to how to place everybody in our company into a certain level. So if somebody starts, it's leading oneself, which is all sole contributors, leading a team, which would be your frontline supervisors, leading an department, which is your managers of managers, and leading a vision, which is your more senior executive, say SVPs and up. And each of these categories has five Lohmann competencies aligned to them. So for leading a team, for instance, developing direct reports is one of the competencies. So we have learning mapped to that. We have workshops and that we put people through. The career pathing are built around these competencies. And that really sets us apart. So all of the programs that we have, whether it's our scholar program that moves agents into frontline positions, our new level up program that prepares supervisors for the next level up as an assistant manager, a manager, our peak performance coaching workshop that helps our supervisors identify the behaviors that they need to coach to move the needle, or any of the other workshops or learning, compliance learning, support in the employee evaluation process, all those types of things have centered around this new OD focus, which is actually part of the larger global learning department as well. So we're an offshoot of the global learning department here at iCore.
All right, Mark. I'd love to hear some examples of iCoreans whose careers have been positively impacted by the organizational development department.
Oh, we've got lots of examples. One I'm excited to share with you is Cheyenne. She's from our financial services vertical. She started in the scholar program in Q1 of 2019. And now she's an assistant manager in operations with us. So she went from agent to assistant manager in just a few years. She quoted, "I learned that to be a leader means to lead by example," which we always try to be open to feedback and improve from our role based on what we hear. And one of the things that we really focus on in our training is the servant leadership mantra, and you can see it written right there. Michelle, who's in our financial services, she started in the Scholar Program back in 2017. She's an assistant manager now too. And she states that the program helped me hone my skills in my active listening, be more articulate, learn how to tailor coaching and communications for the audiences that she's dealing with. So those are just a couple. Our new Level Up program, which has been in place for just a little while now, Jovi, who is a graduate of that and recently promoted as an assistant manager, the interactive nature of the training sessions ensured that we were engaged throughout the program, that we were able to learn effectively. So you can see these are different, quotes from different folks that have been through these programs, even outside of the specific OD development department, even the training and development that we support. You look at Krista, who is from our retail, our retail vertical. My journey at ICOR has been a masterclass in transformation, powered by an incredible training I received at every stage. That's just the training that comes from the overall learning and development department. So the fact that we can get that kind of feedback speaks to us that we're doing the right thing and we're making a difference in people's careers, which eventually affects their lives, right? So they can start as an agent. And I don't know if you know this, but we have a number of very senior managers and SVPs who started as agents a long time ago that have now worked their way through that. And as we build these career paths and these award-winning programs that we've been so blessed to push forward, it's just great to see the feedback that we get through these people. That's really the energy that keeps us going.
That's awesome. That's a great testament to the employee culture and all the opportunities that ICOR has. And so the purpose of the organizational development department helps to develop our employees so they can deliver smiles to our clients' customers. How do our clients shape the role, the future of our organizational development department here at ICOR?
Well, they really play a very critical role. They help us with insights. We collaborate them. We get their feedback. We see what their specific needs are. We open up a very transparent, collaborative relationship with them and get constant feedbacks on the strengths and weaknesses, what the people are struggling with. We can provide a lot of that information back to them too through our iLead program, where we identify the competencies and the tasks and responsibilities based on what the mentor and the mentee feel. And as we get that information back, we can take a look at what the specific needs are to a client and then tailor something that also encompasses their values along with our ICORian values so that we can build a customized approach, but one that is still an ICOR program that everybody can benefit from.
Awesome. I know you probably have so many more stories you could share from different employees and their career paths. And do you have anything else to say about the future of organizational development at ICOR?
The coolest thing about organizational development is it's a science and it's always changing and it's always growing. We're very excited about some of the possibilities of using AI, especially in building coaches. We're working on that right now. For instance, if I'm a supervisor and I have a coaching question in regards to performance KPI issue, and I've already gone through the training and I know all the terms and I know how to use all the databases, if I can ask my my desktop AI coach, here's the situation, how could I best apply this coaching technique? And then the coach comes out and tells you and gives you training and related to that, just in case you've forgotten, that kind of support is coming. And what it can do for all levels of leading others is really, really exciting. So I think the future of learning is going to be much more customized, much more individually available to help you at a personal level and meet you where you're at. If we can do that, we are really headed, gangbusters into the future.
That's awesome, Mark. I'm so excited for everything you've helped to develop. I'm excited for where we're at, and I'm excited for where we're going with organizational development at ICOR. Thank you so much for joining me today as our guest. And listeners, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Digitally Irresistible, a CX Labs episode. Be sure to visit icor.com/capabilities/award-winning training to read more about how our employees are delivering irresistible customer experiences to our clients' customers. So if you're watching, you'll see that URL scrolling at the bottom. And if you're listening to this episode, head on over to the show notes where you'll find the URL.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to subscribe to the Digitally Irresistible podcast on your favorite podcast player or on the iCore YouTube channel so you never miss a future episode.